This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This week was not a good one for the grain markets, and that could be seen in this week's export sales as well. Corn is still looking fine, but soybeans posted the lowest numbers for this week in over 30 years. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an analysis of the latest U.S. export sales report.
Well, it wasn't anything that was really exciting. You had corn sales came within the expected range, 820,000 tons for old crop, 186,000 tons for the new crop. So all total, just over 1 million tons. That falls right in the middle of the expected range. On the bean side of things, it was very poor. 55.9 thousand tons. The low end estimate was 300,000. So this marks the fourth lowest sales for soybeans on this particular week in over 30 years. This is just a trend that is continued to get worse as Brazil continues to have what looks like a big crop. Argentina looks like they have a big crop, and the demand side of things and the price advantage is still in favor of South America right now.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538. Or you can visit allendale-inc.com. For the rest of this story and more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free twice-daily market podcasts. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.